Chuck Chat Freestyle for Monday, November 18th, 2013. Just putting things together for another business trip this week. And, all right, I held off as long as I could on this nose. We are buying a house in Phoenix. There you go. That's the big news. When are we moving? Don't know. When are we buying it? As soon as possible. The opportunity came up, it actually started a few years ago when Donna and I bought a timeshare out in Phoenix and said, you know, this is one of those places that we could retire. A lot of places that we traveled, we said, nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there. Except for Phoenix. Yes, we know it's hot. We have visited more than once in the summer months, in July and August and June. We know how hot it gets, and we know how to deal with that. We also know how to deal with the cold. We've lived in Michigan and Wisconsin all our lives to this point. And frankly, as we get older, the activities that are keeping us occupied in the winter are getting less and less, which means the winter's getting more and more annoying. Now, although I work from home, travel isn't a big issue. You know, oh, I can't get out of the driveway. You know, you either know it's going to snow or you don't. The converse is true in Phoenix, I suppose. We'll know it's hot or it's not. But it doesn't keep you from, you know, catching a flight somewhere. The main reason is that this opportunity came up. A friend of ours, whom we've known for several years through podcasting, is selling his house, and he's doing it for financial reasons. He's got an adjustable mortgage, and things are about to blow up in his face come the first of the year. So he listed his house, and half jokingly on Facebook, I said, "Hey, if nobody buys it by June when our daughter's done with high school, let us know. I'll be happy to buy it." Because this is an opportunity that we've been thinking about anyway. And I don't even know if I told Donna about that comment or not, but it was a month or so ago. Anyway, he contacted me, said, "Hey, the house has been listed for a while. There's still no leads." And I forwarded that to Donna while I was out in San Diego and said, "Are we interested?" And she said, "Yes." And started doing all kinds of homework and text messages were flying back and forth. This was less than 2 weeks ago. So she's saying, "Hey, here's the cost of living, and look at the housing prices and the interest rates and the property taxes," and she just went totally bonkers. Then, you know, just doing some homework, and questions start flying all around our minds, like, what are we doing with the girls? What are we going to do with the existing house? Are we going to keep both? Blah, blah, blah. You know, a million questions go through once you say, this is something we should consider. Haven't made a commitment, but we're saying we're considering it at this point. It's an option. Didn't want to get overcome with the bright, shiny object syndrome. Ooh, house. Ooh, Phoenix, we were going to do this. But also looking at it from gathering as much data and facts, doing this rationally. I mean, it's a big lifestyle change. It's another chapter in our life that we'd move forward with. It's a lot of information. So we started looking around at schools, and we started looking at, like I said, property taxes, what are other houses in the area going for, similar costs. I'm sure some of you who have purchased homes recently have gone through this. We have not. We haven't purchased. This is our first house we're in, and we've been here for over 22 years. So we kind of forget how things went back then. We were young and naive back in the early 90s. So it was a different time, totally different interest rate. That's the other thing, is this is economically feasible. This house that we're in is completely paid for. And we've done fairly well over the years and can afford this house. It's more than what this one is worth. And Phoenix was hit hard by the housing crunch of 2008-2009. And property values dropped. So we're hoping to catch something as an investment as well, rather than come back in 5 years and go, okay, we're closer to retirement. Maybe it's time to buy that property. Or when we're ready for retirement and say, where's that house? It would be double the price. Because I suspect in 5 years we'll have a 20% increase in valuation on that property. So Not saying that's the only reason why we're buying it, but it's certainly a contributing factor. It's going to be better to buy it now. Then we talked to the seller this past weekend and said, hey, what's your timeline? He said, I'd like to get out of this by the end of the year. And I said, ooh, we're not ready to move until at least June when Lisa's done with high school. And, you know, we got to get this house ready to sell and all this kind of stuff. The closest we've got is, coincidentally, Donna started getting on a house cleaning binge the last month or so prior to any of this coming up. And we started cleaning the basement. So that's like the tip of the iceberg for the whole house. We've got the garage, we've got the workroom, we've got office, everything. We've got 22, 23 years worth of crap that's accumulated. And she's going through some of this stuff and saying, why am I keeping this? It's a piece of paper with a triangle cut out of it. I said, I don't know, dear. You thought it was valuable for somebody's memory box at some point. And you come across the cards that kids made in grade school that said, I love you, Mom, or have a nice Groundhog Day that are handmade. Yeah, it's cute and everything, but I don't want to move it to Arizona. So the recycle bucket is filling up really fast. It makes me wish they came around every 3 days now rather than every 2 weeks. But yeah, lots of reasons. So from a financial standpoint, we can do this. From a logistics standpoint, that's going to be a little trickier. So Friday, we're talking to the seller. He wants to get out fairly aggressively, and we're not ready to move. And we went, oh. So Donna, in her infinite wisdom and experience, remembered how we got into this house, and we rented back from the old owners. We bought it early and rented for a few months. Then when they were ready to move, we made the switch. Granted, it was only 2.5 miles to move from our apartment into this house, and it will be something closer to 1,800, something like that, to Phoenix. So still lots of questions to answer, like what do we do with the plants? What do we do with the cats? Will our furniture fit? Will it match? Will it? All that kind of stuff. So I am going out in 2 weeks as part of a business trip. I'm on my way to San Diego, and I'm going to stop by Phoenix for a day, visit the property, check out the neighborhood, what's nearby, all that good stuff, and get a little more confidence factor. Talk to the realtor. We're in a pretty good spot that financing shouldn't be an issue, and looking forward to this. It's a nice house. It's got a guest house in back. Some of you listening to this may know the current owner. I'm going to leave him anonymous for the time being, but once we close the deal, we'll make that a little more known, and hopefully we'll have a better time scale of when is he moving out, so we can tell when we're moving in and when we have to list this house, etc., etc. So lots of details left. Very exciting stuff. Donna and I are excited to make this happen. We are sad that a chapter of our life is coming to an end. We've got a lot of friends in Appleton, at church, at karate. We just did our 25th wedding anniversary thing. So, the other big question mark. Obviously, I work remotely for my company, so location is not an issue. Just give me an internet connection and I can do my job. The tougher part is going to be Donna's job. She has asked to work remotely. Technically, it's possible because they are doing some of the work out of Malaysia for her company. But it's will they allow her to do that? If not, it's time to turn the page. And the job market in IT in Phoenix is pretty darn good, as I understand it. So we shouldn't have a problem finding her, matching her skill set to a new job and getting her squared away. Maybe even a little bump in salary would be nice too. So that's where we're going. That's the big news. So I appreciate those of you who answer. If you want to get in touch with me, if you're in the Phoenix area, let me know. Things are coming your way. I probably have all kinds of questions and need to get hooked up into some networks again. Because I'm leaving a whole bunch of goodwill back here in Wisconsin and need to get that established again as well. So get in touch with me. You can reach me at chuck@chuckchat.com, or the listener line still works, 206-222-2428, 206-222-CHAT, same one we use for Technorama. And it also, I forgot to mention one of the other benefits about being in Phoenix is I really like having direct connections when I'm starting to travel a lot more in my job. Been on the road. When I get into December, it's going to be something like 5 out of 7 weeks. That's highly unusual. I didn't have any travel really in the summer. I think I had one business trip and one pleasure trip in June, July, August, September, two pleasure trips in September. And then work started kicking in again. So spring was busy, fall was busy. And when it's busy, it's busy. And it's hard to get from Appleton to anywhere in under a day's worth of travel, with rare exception. If I need to go to Atlanta, I can get a two-hour flight there. That's about it. Otherwise, it's hop through Detroit, Chicago, or Minneapolis. Phoenix has a very nice airport. They fly direct to a lot of places. If not, it's a good hopping off point for a lot of other things. We also have some customers, but I don't deal with the ones in Phoenix too often, although that may change if I relocate. We'll have to see. So that's, you know, that's kind of the hows and whys and what's, and we'll figure out the when in a little bit. Until then, you know, I'll keep you informed, give you an update. My new teammate starts today. He's probably getting into his training class in about an hour. And then I'll be out there in 2 weeks to say hi to him as well. Those of you who know Dave Slusher from Evil Genius Chronicles, we have hired him. He's now part of my team. One of those weird experiences that I mentioned a few weeks ago. I said, you can know somebody for a long time and not really know them. Well, I didn't know until August when I was doing the Dog Days of Podcasting that he is a very technical web programmer type person. And he interviewed, did very well, and I'm happy to say he's now part of my team at work. So he'll be working remotely for a while out of his home in South Carolina. And at least for the next few weeks, he can be shuttling back and forth to San Diego. But nothing new to him. Very excited to have him on board. Looking forward to getting him up to speed and getting him to tie into some of these tasks we've got lined up for 2014. So that's it from the team lead. That's it for the big news. Mixed emotions on this end. Talk to you soon. 101.